This is KCUR 89.3. Only 56 people live in Arrow Rock, Missouri, where a dozen buildings look the same as they did in the 1800s. As Janet Saidi with Columbia's KBIA reports, the people of Arrow Rock are working hard to secure the town's future by preserving the complex story of its past.
The entire town of Arrow Rock, Missouri is a National Historic Landmark. It was the home of famous American painter George Caleb Bingham and was an important stop at the beginning of the Santa Fe Trail, and the Osage Indians inhabited the land going back thousands of years.
Hi, how are you?
What this all adds up to, says Arrow Rock pastor Patrick Overton, is convergence. Early this winter, Overton was standing outside the historic Federated Church greeting people for the annual holiday sing-along. As people made their way through the afternoon cold to the warm glow of the church, Overton said Arrow Rock's diverse histories provide a deep foundation for the community that's here today.
A lot of people think of it as a crossroads. I have always thought of it as a convergence point. There are people who come here and they stay, and those are the ones that really shape the community.
Overton, who's also a Missouri Parks Association poet in residence, says it can be tough to maintain a vibrant community in a town that looks like a museum.
The best communities are the ones that find a really nice mix of buildings, of events, of personalities, and have people who live here now promoting that, but also still doing that convergence. This place still draws people to it.
Folk musicians Kathy Barton and Dave Pera are about to lead a sing-along that's been an annual tradition for 40 years. Barton says Arrow Rock isn't just about experiencing cultural heritage, but passing it along.
What better place than in a town that's preserving old structures and has this very, very legendary long history? It's a perfect spot for this. I've always felt that.
And for Arrow Rock, passing along its heritage is serious business.
Are you here? Okay, you got signed in.
Across town at the log cabin, Friends of Arrow Rock executive director Sandy Selby is preparing for an auction that will raise almost $5,000 for the historic building maintenance.
We own 13 historic buildings.
Which is expensive.
It is expensive. So we're taking care of those constantly. This is John and Jackie Carton, and they are our chestnut experts.
Outside the log cabin, John Carton is actually roasting chestnuts over an open fire.
And you can dip it in butter if you like. It's
sure, it's recommended.
Yeah. Yes, like just like popcorn, it's best with butter and salt. Wow.
Visitors flock to Arrow Rock year-round for the Spring Heritage Festival, the Autumn Night Walks, and to see performances at the historic Baptist Church that houses the Lyceum Theater. But the town's culture isn't all quaint. The Visitor's Center Museum displays the heritage of the Osage Indians, and a Black History Museum highlights the experiences of African Americans and enslaved people, which made up a third of the county's population at the start of the Civil War. Selby says it's important to tell the full story.
It's not always terrible stories. It's not always happy stories. You know, there's in between. And these are people who lived and died in Arrow Rock. And so we want to tell those stories and unvarnished truth of them, whatever that truth is.
What child is this who is poverty born?
Back at the Federated Church, Patrick Overton says it's that confluence that deepens Arrow Rock's culture, starting with the Osage Indians who considered the land sacred.
We have, over the history of this community, people who have come, been attracted to the place, been attracted to the people, and stayed. And in the process of doing that, in layering that legacy on top of each other, we go very deep in terms of who we are as a community.
Overton calls it rural genius, that influence of a country town and its people on America's history. He says that influence often goes unrecognized, but we're here, he says, and we've been here all along. I'm Janet Saidi, reporting in Arrow Rock, Missouri.
This story is part of KCUR's Artland series on creativity building community in unexpected places.